Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io.
All right, friends, thank you so much for being back with us for yet another episode of the Startup Hustle podcast. My name is Lauren Conaway, and I am founder and CEO of Innovate Her KC, a women's leadership community. Really want to notate really quick, we have a lot of love for Fullscale. Today's episode of Startup Hustle is sponsored by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Today we have with us a fantastic founder by the name of Emmy Valerio. And Emmy is with us today. She is founder and CEO of She Commands. And we're going to be talking about mindset today. And I'm really, really interested to hear what she has to say. But Emmy, thank you so much for being here with us.
Oh, thank you so much for just having me here at this amazing podcast. I can't wait to just speak to each and every one of your listeners in regards to mindset and how they can take back their mindset in order for them to get back on track. So thank you for having me here today.
Absolutely. Well, and I find that, you know, I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs and I talk to a lot of leaders, and I find that mindset is one of the biggest blockers that I think people experience when they're trying to move forward. So I'm really excited to dive into this with you. So let's go ahead and get started. Emmy, I'm really curious. Talk to us a little bit about you, what you do, and how you came to be founder and CEO of She Commands.
Oh, perfect. Well, once again, my name is Emmy Valerio, and my mission on this earth is to help women take back their power in order for them to ditch their fears and reprogram their limiting beliefs so they can no longer play small in their life. And so the way that I got to this business of coaching is I started off as a counselor, but prior to getting my master's in counseling and certifications in counseling, I myself was going through a state of just feeling anxiety, feelings of overwhelm and depression. And I didn't know exactly how to take controls of those emotions. And through my findings and just throughout my journey, right, of trying to just take reins of my life, I realized that a lot of the emotions that I was having were emotions that I had yet to process, right? Growing up, as young girls, we're told that it's okay to cry, but we're not really taught what those emotions indicate or what those emotions really are. So we go through these waves of emotions without really knowing exactly the reason that of why we are having those emotions. And so my feelings of overwhelm or my feelings of anxiety were coming from somewhere, but I didn't know exactly where that where that somewhere was, right? What that exact place was. And so through my journey of just self-realization and self-actualization and just trying to get to my highest self, I started to really learn how to process those emotions. And I started to gain, you know, advice from, you know, therapists and coaches. And then I started to realize that I was able to overcome these emotions and, you know, take back my power of feeling, you know, of the struggle of not knowing what to do with these emotions and finally take a hold of them. And so before starting She Commands, I had a bad breakup. And within this bad breakup, once again, I started to feel those emotions of overwhelm. But at this point in my life, I had a lot of the tools necessary in order for me to overcome that breakup instead of me swallowing into my tears and crying and feeling as if I couldn't overcome that breakup. I decided to put a lot of my energy and really, you know, I shifted that energy from a negative into a positive and decided to myself, you know, I can either sit here and cry over something that has left me, or I can actually recharge and shift that energy and put it into something really healthy, which I did, which is the creation of She Commands, where I realized that what I was put on this earth to do was to help other women who do not know where these emotions are coming from and how to channel them and align themselves to who they were put on this earth to be. So that's exactly what She Commands is. It's about really helping women get into alignment within themselves in order for them to create from their pain, and in order for them to create from their pain of their purpose and their passion, where they will be able to profit from it. And so that's something that I'm super excited about, working with women who just know the value of, you know, changing and shifting a negative into a positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, you know, we talked a little bit beforehand how women are my heart. So I love the fact that is where your heart lies as well. I'm also super impressed that you were able to take such a personal struggle, you know, being in a place where you mm-hmm. didn't know how to process emotions and where you were, and turn that into a profitable business. I love it when I see, I think that entrepreneurial people are incredible, and, you know, you saw an opportunity, not only in the market, but you saw it within yourself. I think that that's really cool. So one of the things that you said that I find really interesting, and I hear it time and time again, have actually had a conversation about it just this morning, is women playing small. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about those emotions that women may not know exactly how to process or to handle in productive ways. But I want to ask you this: why do you think women have a tendency to play small? And what does that mean to you?
Playing small means to me that you're putting yourself in a box, and you're not allowing your inner CEO or your inner boss chick out, right? You, as women, we've been told, by society that, and not lack for a better word, that we are put on this earth to be a wife. And so because of that mentality where we've been, told that, like, especially when you see it in movies, from childhood movies, from Cinderella to Snow White, you know, your end all be all is finding Prince Charming. And so when you have that as growing up and instilled with inside of you as a mindset that this is your end all be all, being a wife, and then when that doesn't happen, it becomes really crushing for you, and you realize, like, you know, I've put myself in this box because this is what society told me that I'm good for. And so in all actuality, when that's not all you can be, if you want to just be a wife, you can, but there's so much more that you can do as a woman in this world, right? And so because of that mindset that society has put on us, we just place so small and say to ourselves, like, if we're outspoken, we're not going to find a great spouse or a mate. If we have more money, we're not going to find a good spouse or a mate, right? And so because of that fear of not finding a companion, or that fear and insecurity of not being able to perform to that standard, we put ourselves in that box and decide that we're not going to let who we are meant to be on this earth out. And so that main big reason is fear and feeling of insecurity of not being enough, and feeling as if we do come out, it's not going to give us the outcome that we want. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons as to why women play small, because we don't want to go against the grain of what society has dictated to us, what we should be.
Yeah. And I would add to that, because this is one of my personal pet peeves. So you add to that wife kind of paradigm that people mm-hmm. as a woman, add mother to that.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I mean, I think that motherhood is one of the most difficult, most potentially rewarding things that you could ever do. I don't happen to be one, but I admire mothers like you wouldn't believe. But that being said, I mean, I've heard people say that, oh, you're not fulfilling your purpose as a woman, and you're not a real woman until you have children. And I'm just like, well, that's not even
true.
How could you say that? You know, I think that womanhood, people tend to assign this very rigid set of standards to what womanhood is and what it means. And the fact is, womanhood means whatever you want it to mean. You know, I mean, if you are a woman, if you identify as a woman, if you, you know, that can look like whatever. And yeah, and being strong in that is really crucial to a woman's happiness. So yeah. Let's do this. You talk a lot about mindset shift. And so I want to talk a little bit, I want to get a little tactical with you later, but first things first, let's talk about mindset shifts and what that looks like. So for your clients and for you personally, what does that mean?
So what it means is that within life, we have like over 400,000 thoughts that go through our minds on a day-to-day basis. And 95% of those thoughts that go through our minds on a day-to-day basis actually tend to be negative thoughts. And the reason why they tend to be negative thoughts is because as a child, we are programmed, we're programmed and taught different things that actually, you know, attribute to our limiting beliefs. So, you know, I think of it this way. As a child, we're, you know, coming on into this world, we are a blank canvas. And then when we start to walk, we start to, you know, we're being told, you know, oh, you can't do that. Don't run. Don't do this. Don't, you know, you're a girl, you can't play on this softball team with old guys. You know, we're told little things that tend to limit us along the way. And so when we're adults, this big canvas that was once blank has all these different colors of limiting beliefs inside of them, where this canvas has, you know, filled up with limiting beliefs. And so what I do is I go and I work with my clients and I help them figure out where these limitations come from. And then the limitations that they do not want, or the limitations that they feel that are holding them back from becoming their best self, I help them reframe it. I help them shift those limiting beliefs and create new paradigms that they never thought would exist, you know, help them create that new mindset of just a mindset where they feel that they no longer have to fear, or they no longer have to go into hiding of who their best self is, right? And so one of the best things that I truly love with working with my clients is, you know, really, once again, going back to childhood and really figuring out where those beliefs come from. Because if in order for you to break from that cycle, you need to know where that cycle once begun. So that's exactly what I mean when it comes to shifting your mindset, because your mindset is your golden ticket to success. If you can change your mindset, you can change your life.
Absolutely. And so when you say, when you're talking with women about the sources of this mindset that they have, so you're talking about, what did your parents tell you? What does society tell you? What do your teachers and what do they tell you? What does your experience tell you? So those are the kinds of things that you're talking about, right? When you're talking about getting to the root.
Yes. So we get to the root. I am certified in NLP, which is neuro-linguistical practicing. And so we go back to the root cause of this, of that limiting belief. We go back to the basic, like, where did you first hear this, this first limitation? And then we, I utilize some different types of techniques in order to either eliminate it or to reframe it, or to even just be able to say, well, it's something that you have to be able to integrate into your life, right? How to exactly integrate it, because this is something that you want to keep, but how to reframe it in order for it to be an integral part into your life. So there are many different techniques in which I utilize within NLP, specifically for that one client that I utilize. I think that every person, we all, have different limiting beliefs. Although we might have gone through similar situations, not one of our limiting beliefs are going to come about the same way. And so I work with my clients individually to ensure that I am able to really get to that root cause of their situation.
Gotcha. And so when you're working with clients, can you talk to us a little bit about what that process looks like? Like, you have a brand new client. How do you kind of onboard them to this process that you use?
Perfect. So I have a brand new client, and the first thing I do is of course, having a conversation just to get to know who they are and what exactly they came to work with me on for. And so, for instance, I've had a client who has come to me because of the fact that they just felt that their life was unraveling and they weren't clear in regards to where they were going in their life. And so I worked with them within doing a goal setting session. I did that. And then after doing a goal setting session, I actually did a hypnotherapy session where I went through them actually feeling and embodying the person that they wanted to be. And so giving them that courage and that strength in order for them to become the person that they want to be. And then we went to creating the action steps that they had to do in order for them to be that person that they've embodied, in order for them to have that type of success that they want. And then from there, we actually did a parts and integration type session, where that means that, like, there was a part of her that wanted the success, but then there was a part of her who just wanted to, hide in the shadows and not be, not show up, as the CEO that she wanted and so to be. And so we did a parts and integrations to holistically help her understand what those fears were that she, those fears of not wanting to become successful, but the fears of her, what would happen if she was successful. So integrating those parts in order for her to just be able to flourish as the CEO of her life. And so while working with that client, I worked with her for 5 sessions, and now she's more empowered and she's able to just flourish. She's actually a model in this moment and was able to receive that clarity that this is what she wanted to do with her life. And so I think that, like I said, each client is different, but with this client, I knew that a big part of her was really integrating who she wanted to be with where she exactly was at in that moment.
Well, that is just fantastic. We're going to delve a little bit more deeply into that a little bit later, but first things first, tell us, what is one thing that someone listening at home could do themselves to shift their mindset? Like what is, if you were giving advice to a potential client, what's one thing that they could do that would be actionable that would create a significant difference or step forward?
One of the things that you can do to easily shift your mindset is declutter, like the things that are not, the things in your life that you no longer need. I think that there are a lot of things in our life that we want and that we keep, but if it's not a necessity, if it's not essential to your life, I would say it's time to declutter and just, you know, make space for something new. I think that within our lives, we clutter so much in order for us to be able to hide who we actually are. And so decluttering would allow us to be able to just step up and be in our truth. And like I said, make space for something new, you know. There are things in our life that are really right in front of us in that moment. And if we just are able to just take out the thing that is taking up the space in our life in that moment, that's how everything is going to be able to just shift that paradigm, you know, because if you are in a space where it's not conducive to the person that you want to become, it's not going to support you at all. So if you know that you are a person who you want to become successful, you want to become a CEO, and you're living in a space where it's your desk is cluttered, or you're living in a space where it's not allowing you to become productive, then how are you going to suppose that you're going to become that CEO, right? So declutter anything that is not supporting you into making that shift of becoming the most empowered self that you can be, you know, whether that is decluttering a space in yourself emotionally. So for some of my clients, they have a lot of guilt, or a lot of, the emotion of guilt, or they have the emotion of shame inside of them. And so a lot of them, to declutter, what we do is help forgive, right? Like I help them with forgiveness techniques and healing techniques in order for them to be able to forgive themselves. So they're decluttering themselves. They're decluttering their inner self, right? So I would say that the first thing, or the one of the main things that would support you with shifting, would be decluttering your life and decluttering the physical, and then decluttering the emotional as well.
Yeah. Well, so you blew past something that I think is really interesting. What's an example of a forgiveness technique? I'm going to give away all of your secrets, but
let's see, forgiveness technique. I think you got me on the spot right now. I think one of the things that I do with my clients, it's called Hakalau. And so that's an amazing, forgiveness techniques, and it would say like, this is where you really have because I have so many things that I can think about, and I'm trying to figure out which one. So it's Ho'oponopono. So that's one of the things, the techniques that I do with my clients. It's Ho'oponopono. And within Ho'oponopono, like the sentence will say like, I'm sorry, right? You're saying sorry to the person. And then, so I'm sorry, I'm sorry so-and-so for, or I'm sorry, if this is for me, I would say, I'm sorry, Emmy, for allowing you to feel shame, or allowing you to feel guilt around the issues of whatever the issue is. Please forgive me for allowing you to feel this, the energy of just guilt, or having you to feel the energy of not being able to show up and stand out as the power that that you can be. I thank you for just allowing me to get to a space where thank you for getting me this far where I know that I can be my best self. And I love you, Emmy, for just taking control of your life. So the statement is, I'm sorry, blank, blank, blank. Please forgive me, blank, blank, blank. Thank you, blank, blank, blank. And I love you, blank.
Oh, I love that. And I think it's really important for, in particular, women, everybody really, though, I think everybody needs to be kinder to themselves. But I know that women tend to, like, they experience imposter syndrome. They don't feel that they deserve to be at the table. And they tell themselves that, they get tell themselves negative things. And so I think that reframing that conversation and turning it around can be really impactful, just kind of repeating. And I mean, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, but often, like, these techniques are things that you have to do many, many times in order for them to be internalized, right?
Exactly. Like I said, you have been, you know, you've had, as humans, we've been put into a place where limiting beliefs has been a constant thing, or replaying in our mind, right? If you imagine, like, a negative mindset, like CD just on replay over and over and over and over again in our life, that's exactly what our inner limitations is doing within us. And it's a constant replay of just limiting negative beliefs that we have. And as women, sometimes we just have to take that disc out and say to ourselves, like, we are capable and we are able to sit at this table, you know, no matter what limitations life has put on us, right? Like, we can do this, like, we got this. So
I love that, and I think it's a really important, impactful message. So talk to us about you're a coach, and I think that a lot of people, they you can read books that kind of instruct you in ways to do this. You know, self-help is a very lucrative industry to be in, as far as books and things like that. So what's the benefit of having a coach?
Where do I start? I think that the main benefit of having a coach is that they can see your life in a different lens. They give you, it's an outsider looking in type of perspective. And sometimes in our lives, that's what we need. I've invested in coaches. I invested thousands and thousands of dollars in coaches. And that was because, one, I wanted to, I can't say that I'm a coach and I have yet to invest in something else, you know? And then two, I truly, the coaches that I invested in, I truly saw how they helped other people, you know, that they were in it for, they were in it because they were being of service to people rather than just being in it for the money. And so because I've reckoned that and realized that, and I invested solely in those coaches has helped me grow in a quantum speed versus it taking me, you know, tons of hundreds of years to really get to the point where I am today, where I am happy and fully aligned with where I've been called to be on this earth, as opposed to feeling limited or feeling unworthy, these negative emotions. I've been able to have coaches to support me in those areas in life that I needed the support in. So I think that the benefits of coaches, especially if you get the right coach, because not every coach that's out there is going to be the right coach for you. If you take the time and really learn what their process is, and if you get the time to really get to know who these coaches are, but after wearing the coach's hat, you tend to realize that the coach that you choose is right for your situation.
So that's actually, that brings us to a really, really fantastic point. So you've talked about how you kind of, how coaches might not fit. How red flags that you like people are going to be doing their research and, you know, trying to figure out if someone can work for them. But what are some ways that you can tell that somebody, it's just not going to be a right fit, that it's not going to be helpful?
I would say if they've never gone through that similar situation before. So if they've have no, like, I've seen some coaches who are coaching on relationships and are coaching on like certain topics that they've never had to deal with on their own. They just felt, oh, well, this is a lucrative, you know, this is a lucrative niche. So I'm just going to, you know, do my research on it and teach on it. Like, I think that the best coaches are coaches that have actually had gone through those situations that they're helping you go through. So the best coaches are those that have, you know, especially if you're like, you're starting up and you're creating a startup, the best coaches are the coaches that have failed in startup and actually created an amazing startup because of the fact that like they know the dips, the highs and the lows of that business. Instead of just going to a coach, for instance, that read books in regards to how to create a startup and then that's what they're doing. Teaching you how to create a startup, because I could just read a book if I wanted to learn, but I want to learn from someone who has actually failed and is now succeeding in what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, and I love that. And I think one of the things, so I've actually had several coaches for different aspects of my life throughout the course of my career. Like as I get older, it's one of those things where I've come to the realization that, you know, when I was younger, I always wanted to be the smartest person in the room. And now I absolutely don't, because you surround yourself with people who are smarter than you so that they can instruct and help and guide. And then, you know, as you achieve different levels, you reach new levels of proficiency and knowledge, then you then have a responsibility to reach behind you and serve in that capacity for others. Like I firmly believe that. But one of the things that I love about having a coach, for me at least, is having an accountability partner. Definitely, I think that talking to people who have experienced what you're going through is hugely important. But I also personally need someone to just be there and so that I can report out, so that I know that and I have a responsibility to work with that person and report out to them.
Yeah, you know? I get it completely.
So let me ask you this. We're gonna get back to why Emmy is so amazing, and I'm gonna ask you. You know, we talked about your client who was a model. Tell us about another success story that you've had.
Another success story is of a client who wasn't showing up on social media. She had a negative beliefs in regards to just, you know, even starting her business and really making her business thrive. So she would basically self-sabotage her business. And it wasn't like she was knowingly sabotaging her business. So she was unknowingly sabotaging her business and wanted to ensure that she was showing up as her best self because she believed so much in the business that she, you know, the business that she was creating. She knew that this is what she wanted to do, and this is something that she wanted to succeed in. And so while working with me, we were able to really find out exactly why was she self-sabotaging. And from learning the reasons why she was self-sabotaging, the roots of self-sabotage, she was able to show up in her business and become aligned to the clients that she's working with now, and has been able to, you know, leave her 9-to-5 and create, you know, a form of income, of passive income, to be able to just, you know, just to live in the life that she wanted, which is having a successful business. So I think that a big part of my clientele is the reason why I love working in the space that I'm working in is because of the fact that I can work with individuals who want to thrive in business or work with individuals who just want to thrive in their life, you know, who just want to be their best self 24/7 and not have to feel as if they are wearing a mask in, you know, and wearing a mask in their own life. So my clients are those individuals who just want to be them, who want to be authentic to themselves. So I love working with those individuals.
That's amazing. So does your approach change as, you know, if somebody wants to better themselves in their personal life versus their professional life?
My approach changes with each client I work with, because once again, I truly feel like every person that walks and works with me is it's a blank, it's a different canvas, you know, and so not everyone is going to have the same process, because not everyone is going to need the same thing, you know. So really getting to know my clients, and my clients, when they work with me, it's like they have an accountability partner, and like they have a friend for life. That's why I call myself like your business bestie, because I when I have these clients, it's like they join a family, and you know, I'm in their pocket, where they remember things that I've spoken to them about, and they can go back to that tool in order for them to ensure that they're being authentic to themselves.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome. So I'm going to ask you for a few final thoughts. So I imagine that we have some listeners at home who are, you know, they may be experiencing imposter syndrome. They may just not be in alignment with who they want to be. What would you say to them?
I would say that everything in life is a process, and, at the end of the, you know, we must remember that we're never going to arrive, you know, we're never going to be at a place where we know everything in regards to anything, you know, within our lives. We have to understand that it's a process, and that we have to continuously find a place of happiness within that process. Because once you are able to go from a place of negative energy into a place of where you're going at it in a positive route, that's when things changes. I'm not going to sit here and say that you're not going to have bad moments. Like, of course, bad moments are going to arise, but how you go about finding the solution to that bad moment is when you truly make an extend for shift. And so understanding that your life is a process, and it's a beautiful process that you get to make mistakes and that you get to fall from, but then you get to pick yourself up from those mistakes as well.
That's amazing. And what is that called? Is that failing forward? Like,
yeah, failing forward.
Yeah, I love that. All right. So on to the actualization piece. So in addition to reaching out to you, and just know that in our episode notes, we should have a link to Emmy's, to She Commands. So if you're looking for assistance in what we're talking about and shifting your mindset, I think Emmy would be a great resource. But Emmy, do you have any books or resources or, you know, videos or things that our listeners can look to if they want to start this journey?
Yes. So I do have a book. It's on Amazon. It's entitled Say Yes to You. And this book is all about learning how to say yes to the woman in the mirror, the woman that's looking at you every day. How is it that you get to say yes to her and really, you know, understand who that person is. And then you can also find any of my coaching products on my She Commands website, which I'm truly proud of, because I designed and created the website all on my own. So you can find it there, shecommands.com. And then if you're not following me as of yet, please follow me on Instagram at She Commands, where I post daily mindset and just content in regards to mindset and business to just support you in this journey of life.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. So now we move on to the fun question. And I'll be honest, I'm just kind of spitballing this one here. So we're going to pretend you are in Major League Baseball and you're about to go up to bat and you have a walk-up song, like a song that just empowers you that you want to play when you go up to go at what would that song be?
That's a tough question, but just because I was just listening to it, I'm going to say Mona Lisa by Jasmine Sullivan. It's one of those songs that gets me in tune with who I am, allows me to understand that, like, yes, you know, things might happen, but I get to stand tall, right? I get to choose the emotions that come within my life. And so that would be my batter up song just because I was just listening to it and it pumped me up before getting on this call.
Okay. I like that. I love that, actually. That's awesome. I didn't know that you had to listen to your pump up song to come on.
Every before getting on any podcast or doing a speaking engagement, I have to listen to a pump up song that is just going to get me into a place where I can internalize and be who the person that I, and to show up as the person that I want to be every day in my life. So
that is awesome. I love it so much. And I just, you know, I do that too. my pump up songs tend to be like a little angrier and louder, and like I'll just like yell and along with it. But no, I think that is amazing. And I actually don't know if I'm familiar with that song, so I'm gonna have to listen to it. But I have to say, Emmy, thank you so much for being with us here today. It has been a pleasure. You know, I think the work that you do, particularly as it pertains to women, is just, it's so important. And I love that there are people out there like you doing it. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for this amazing opportunity to be here with you and everyone at Startup Hustle. Truly do appreciate each and every one of you guys for just having me at this wonderful podcast. And can't wait to listen to it.
I know. I'm so excited. So well, speaking of the Startup Hustle team, once again, today's episode of Startup Hustle was sponsored by Fullscale.io. We love them. You can also, just so you know, listeners, you can find us on Instagram at Startup Hustle Podcast or check out our YouTube channel. Thanks so much, and we'll see you again soon.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.